Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast in which I will be telling you about my life in Vindhyanagar. It is the part 1. I will be telling about the part 2 of this series very soon. So let's start. By the way, I have written a blog on this as well, so you can type this URL in the address bar of your web browser, which is lakshyasingh8795.blogspot.com. So let's start. My father got transferred from Rourkela, Odisha to Vindhyanagar, Madhya Pradesh in 2008. So as a young kid of 3 years old, I was very excited that I will be going to a new place. But my expectations in the beginning were not great actually. Vindhyanagar was a small village in district Singrauli, which is famous for its coal mines from 2008 till present. By the way, my father works in NTPC Limited. There was just a railway station in Singrauli, which I didn't like personally. I lived in the NTPC hostel for a few months. Then my father got a quarter in Vindhyanagar, which was B26 NS3. I got admission in Tiny Tot School in 2009. You can consider it as a kindergarten or school for small kids for the age between 4 to 6 years old. In 2009 only, we were shifted to C45 NS3, which was located in the same locality. Actually, I wanted to tell you something about the quarters, that there were 4 types of quarters, A, B, C and D. A type was for the people who were clerks and peons in the company, etc. B type was for the people who had the post of junior manager. C type was for the post of manager and senior manager. D type was for the post of DGM, AGM and GM, etc. My younger brother was born on 8th December 2009 in Vindhyanagar. After passing out the kindergarten in 2011, I got admission in Delhi Public School Vindhyanagar, or DPS Vindhyanagar. It had 2 wings, the junior wing for class prep to 2 and senior wing for class 3 to 12. In 2011, I was there in the junior wing. I was in class prep in 2011. By the way, this was one of the worst years of my life because of many reasons. The reasons were, I was a very mischievous student. In the beginning, all teachers were disappointed with me because I used to disturb their class a lot. I used to get beaten for this disobedience. I didn't eat the food which was given in the tiffin by my mother. Because of that, I got many slaps as I could get in that year. My attendance was very low. My cursive handwriting was not good at all. But still, I would say that these were the improvements which I needed in my life the most. I tried to perform better in these aspects and eventually got better. My parents scolded me for very poor grades in the report card of mine. Please ensure that the grades are not marks, because the grades were like A plus, B plus, B minus, C plus, just like that. Then I was promoted to class 1 in March 2012. This is how my real journey started. I started studying and loved studying so much. This is how my Olympiad career too started. In the first Olympiad exam, which was IOEL, International Olympiad of English Language, which was conducted by the Silver Zone Foundation, I got my first medal, which was a bronze medal, with a percentage of 91%. I was very happy with my performance. After that, I got 2 gold medals in the second and third Olympiad exams. This is how teachers come to know about me, by my intelligence and hardworking ability. In the next year, 2013, I got promoted to class 2. I performed my best in class performance for the first time when I got a gold medal of excellence in the IEO, International English Olympiad, which was conducted by SOF Science Olympiad Foundation, with an international rank of 18. I also won Hindi calligraphy competitions in class 1 and 2, in which I got 3rd and 2nd ranks respectively, as well as English calligraphy in class 2, in which I got the 4th rank. I left the junior wing with a lot of fond memories. All teachers of the junior wing appreciated me for such a phenomenal performance and told me to perform even better in the senior wing. When I got promoted in the senior wing in March 2014. Therefore, that was my journey of life in Delhi Public School Vindhyanagar or DPS Vindhyanagar Junior Wing from 2008 to 2013. I will be telling you about the second part in the next podcast. So I am signing off and goodbye and stay safe.